Hillsborough got 11 inches of snow officially, the biggest snowfalls in our community in close to two decades. And we are joined now on the air by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Mayor, thanks for being with us today. And how's it going up there recovering from the snow?
Well, I think we're definitely in recovery mode. It was a lot of snow, and kudos to our public works folks and those who are out there. It was challenging. You know, it got a lot more than we expected. You know, we had some indications that it was short notice, and two, it got delayed a few hours. So we had our crews kind of up in the middle of the night, kind of ready to do the plowing, and then it was sort of late morning before things started. And so they put in some really, really long days. Generally, I think people were pretty good about just staying off the roads here. And so just about everything shut down for a while. A few essentials like Weaver Street Market and the Nickel kind of were open mostly for people who walked in. But generally, it's pretty quiet right now. And I'd say with one or two exceptions, you got to always be careful where there's a little bit of water on the ground. But basically, the roads are clear now.
That's good. And again, just an incredible job, as always, by the public works crews. And every time we have a snowfall like this or an ice storm or anything like that, we always talk on the air, but it's always just remarkable to reiterate just what a small public works crew it is and how much they have to do in a short amount of time.
Absolutely. We have, you know, with six or seven folks and, you know, and then other town folks, you know, chip in, and of course our police department was out there keeping the scene safe. But you know, it is kind of what they do. It's they make those of us who are public officials look good. So we're very happy with the work they've done.
Now the work goes on. 7 p.m. tonight, the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners is meeting. If you're listening out there, you can visit hillsboroughnc.gov to get the full agenda. But I know one of the big items on the agenda now is the resignation that was announced of Commissioner Brian Lowen, effective in March, right, in the process to replace him on the board. What is that discussion going to be like tonight?
Well, yeah, and so, you know, Brian has been around for as long as I've been around as mayor. He was you know, has always been on the board for me, and was certainly on for I think about 4 years before I became mayor. So he's got 16 plus years in total, and it's just private reasons. He's got some opportunities to in his own personal life, and he's really served us well, and so we wish him well. He's given him us notice. And what the board will be doing tonight is discussing options for replacing that vacancy when it happens in March. I anticipate the most likely direction we'll go into is to appoint somebody. And so we'll be talking somewhat about what that process might look like. We're going to have an application form or interviews. I'm hoping we can nail down some of the specifics so we can get that underway. I know I'm already starting to get calls. Folks are interested, and I think that is just terrific. So we want to keep the process open. We certainly want to create opportunities for people to get involved in their local government, and this is a good one. So I would say I'll know a lot more tomorrow, but that's going to probably be the most kind of interesting thing that we're going to be discussing tonight. Again, I suspect it'll be fairly straightforward. We'll just want to nail down the procedures probably for an appointment process.
And tell me about Brian Lowen and the role that he's played on the board and in the town. I know you mentioned just how long a time he's served. He's been on the board since 2000, and I mean, a lot of people probably can't imagine a Hillsborough without Brian Lowen on the board. What has he meant to the town?
Well, absolutely. When I think about Brian, one, he came onto the board by this process. I think he was the last person who was appointed to fill a vacancy. It was for a two-year vacancy. And, boy, a couple things I appreciate about Brian. One, he has always been an advocate for economic development, for help building our commercial tax base. He has been one of the more, I want to say, straightforward, forthright. He is kind of a no-nonsense, and he just says what's on his mind, says it directly to for example, if we're talking about a development, he's really, really clear and full of feeling, and that I would also say a very, very positive person. So he makes people feel welcome. He's one of the first to come out and say, you know, I want to recommend, I want to acknowledge somebody, or I want to sort of empathize with what feelings people may be having and when we're dealing with a difficult issue. But he's just himself and seems to be at ease. And that's going to be a voice that's going to be missed, I think, on the board.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and again, the board meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. in the Hillsborough Town Barn on Orange Street. HillsboroughNC.gov is the town's website. You can go there and get the full agenda and definitely show up at the meeting tonight. Mayor, before we let you go, one other big development, and we've talked about this a little bit, but in the midst of all of the snow and you know the holiday season and the exciting beginning to the year, I really needed to hit this a little bit more is the fact that the Colonial Inn now has new ownership. So what's the latest on that?
Can we say yay? Can we say happy dance? Can we?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I've had a couple brief chats, mostly just in sort of in passing through the town with the developers. Sam Coleman and his law firm is representing them and has been very upbeat about that. And Sam is such a hometown advocate and so well known, and he would not be supporting this if this didn't feel like a really strong team that he's representing. The folks have created a Facebook page, which is worth going to visit. And one of the first things they did was sort of invite people to share their stories and share their hopes and dreams for the new Colonial Inn once it opens up. I think it's going to be, it's not an overnight process, but I think it will be a fairly straightforward process. We have quarterly public hearings. We usually January, we move that to February, but then the next one will be in April. My guess is that they're going to be working hard to put together their plan and application for rezoning and the conditional use that they would want. So it will hopefully be available by the April public hearing. You know, it certainly could be July. Once it hits that public hearing process, it's about 3 months. You know, first month's a public hearing, second month's planning board, third month is going in front of the town board to get approvals if things are going as quickly as they would typically go. And then the hard work of construction. And I don't know how long that construction could be, but I'm sure it's more than a few months. But as far as I know, things are just moving right along. When I listen to people on the streets, people are very, very happy. The Colonial Inn is a place that so many people have memories. It is a very historic place, more for its architecture necessarily than any events that happened here. But it does represent part of the historic fabric of the community, but it also is just part of the landmark that gives Hillsborough a real sense of place. So we're just continue to be very, very pleased about the Colonial Inn.
And in terms of the plans that are kind of in the works, it's sort of restoring what existed before in the sense of it being kind of a small hotel and a restaurant, right?
Well, correct. I think the uses that they want would be a hotel, and restaurant, probably bar and our event center would be part of the of that restaurant. They have said casually that a little bit of expansion, most of that would be out of the back, which means there's probably a courtyard. You certainly want to keep the facade and the street front renovated so it preserves the current architectures there and restores it. All that is in keeping with what I think most people in town would say would be the best of all possible outcomes. It is on a pretty large lot, and so there is a fair amount of space. And so they got details to work out. How much of that's going to be parking? Are they going to do any expansion on the area? What kind of landscape or garden or outdoor spaces are they creating? There's certainly plenty of work to be done. But I think if you had come through Hillsborough 100 years ago, if you'd come through Hillsborough 20 years ago, and if you come through Hillsborough, you know, hopefully 5 years from now, you'd still recognize, oh, that's the Colonial Inn or the hotel. It would still have a similarity to it that creates that landmark and sense of place in downtown.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Mayor, before we let you go, anything else going on in Hillsborough that people ought to know about?
Well, I would say Friday is the first last Friday of the year. This is the last Friday art walk, which goes throughout the entire year from January through November. And of course, the music and everything on the courtyard starts in April. But for those who are art fans, the galleries are going to be open. It's going to be quite a big event on Friday. So make sure you put last Fridays on your calendar.
Sounds good. HillsboroughNC.gov for more information about the town's government. Visit HillsboroughNC.com for more information about events and happenings. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
You bet. Take care.